fruit that sort of orange or yellow.
Pears?
No, large, round.
Pumpkins?
Okay. And this is a small yellow fruit.
Well, it wouldn't be a cantaloupe or a marshmallow, would it?
No, is kind of like a marshmallow the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of a small yellow vegetable, though. It's kind of got a crooked neck.
Oh, a squash?
Okay. What other kind of melons are there?
Well, there's what one they call the radish neck.
Is that a, what kind of melon?
Sweet Georgia watermelon they had. I see it advertised. We used to raise the radish neck, you know.
What are they like?
Well, they're just like all other watermelons, and then there's a yellow-meated watermelon. I don't know what the name of them was.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that it springs up in the woods after it rains. It's kind of shaped like an umbrella.
Yeah, lady slipper.
No,
it's May apple.
I'm not thinking of a flower. Thinking of just this. I guess it's a fungus, actually, but little maybe little white thing. It springs up.
Oh, I know now what you're talking about. You're talking about they call them dry land fish. It's a mushroom or something.
Yeah, dry land fish.
Yeah, I live by a lady out on the mountain. She used to get them in the winter, in the spring like this, when it'd come a wet spell like now, she'd get out and get them. There's two or three different kinds. There's one kind that's poison to you, and she's always real particular. And she tried to get me to eat some. I told her I wouldn't waste my grease with.
Yeah. What kind, what do you call a poison kind?
I don't know. Well, she did.
You ever heard of frog stool or toadstool or frog bench? Or
no.
Anything? Okay, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. And what do people smoke?
Tobacco.
Okay, and that's either in what?
Or a pipe. Or make their own cigarettes.
And
roll them.
Yeah, and then their cigarettes and then their, what else, big brown fat thing?
Cigars.
Okay. And somebody might offer to do you a favor, and you tell them, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
nosy.
Yeah, if someone's going to do something for you, but you say, well, I don't want to be, would you say, beholden or obligated or
something like that?
What would you say?
Obligated, I guess.
Okay. And this is a kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Hoot owl.
Okay. What about smaller kind of owl?
They got called a little screech owl.
Okay. And this is a bird that drills holes in trees.
And peckerwood.
Okay. Are there different kinds of peckerwoods?
Well, there's a red-headed one, and then there's a, I don't know what to say.
I'm looking at it.
Do you ever call a person a peckerwood?
Uh-uh.
You never heard of that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. We used to sit out in force, and this one used to come here at this tree, and, you know, they just hop around and just boil, they get worms.
Yeah.
That's what they're after, them little worms in the bark of them walnut trees out there.
Yeah. Okay, this is a kind of black and white animal, and it's got a real strong smell.
Billy goat.
No, little black and white animal.
Oh, polecat.
Okay. And if some animals have been coming and raiding your hen roost, you might say, well, you didn't know what kind they were, but you said, well, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and stop those.
Yeah, then varmints can get my chickens.
Okay. This is the kind of animal that gets up in the trees.
Coon or a possum.
Okay.
A squirrel.